You're listening to SBS News.
Some might say it's what nightmares are made of. As if Australia's reputation for life-threatening animals wasn't freaky enough. Well, now wildlife experts are warning there will be an abundance of venomous snakes and spiders around this summer. Wet and humid weather and an abundance of food available courtesy of the mouse plague that terrorised inland New South Wales will lead to an increase in snakes and spider numbers over the next couple of months. The Bureau of Meteorology recently declared a La Niña event developing in the Pacific Ocean, meaning much of North and East Australia is likely to experience a relatively damp and stormy summer. New South Wales Poisons Information Centre senior pharmacist Genevieve Adamo says these weather conditions will result in more creepy crawlies, including spiders and snakes, in the vicinity of the home and coming out of their usual hiding places.
Snakes and spiders are more active during the summer months, and we're more likely to be outside in their environment. So it's important to keep your eyes open and look out for snakes and spiders during the summer, especially if you're gardening or camping or out bushwalking.
She says her team has already seen an increase in snake bites from this time last year. Research suggests around 3,000 Australians will be bitten by a snake each year, with about 300 of those requiring anti-venom treatment. Australia has some of the most venomous animals in the world, ranging from the brown snake to the funnel-web spider. New South Wales Health has also issued a warning for communities to be on the lookout. According to figures from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, New South Wales residents are among those most likely to be bitten by snakes and spiders when out and about. This summer's warning is particularly targeted towards recently arrived migrants to Australia or people from diverse backgrounds, where deadly animals that exist in Australia don't exist in their countries of heritage. Ms. Adamo says, even though snake and spider bites are rare, it is important to know how to deal with them quickly using first aid before proper treatment can be administered.
So if someone's bitten by a redback spider, just clean the wound, apply an antiseptic and some ice to help with the pain, and call the Poison Centre for further advice around pain management, and we will advise as to when, if and when, you may need to go to hospital.
The Poisons Information Centre can be contacted on 13 11 26. A redback spider bite may result in pain and redness, but it is not considered life-threatening, so does not require bandaging. There's plenty of anti-venom available to treat bites from any dangerous spider, but most spider bites are harmless. If a person has been bitten by a big black spider or funnel web, it is a medical emergency. If someone is bitten, you should keep them still, call an ambulance and apply a pressure immobilization bandage with a further bandage to the entire limb. A bite from a funnel web spider can cause severe pain, sweating, vomiting, difficulty breathing and muscle twitching.
Especially if you're gardening or camping or out bushwalking. Snakes can be difficult to identify correctly, so we treat any snake bite as a medical emergency and potentially life-threatening. Anyone bitten by a snake needs to go to hospital via ambulance for a series of blood tests to determine whether or not they've become envenomed and if they need any treatment.
Harley Jones is a licensed snake catcher with his own business called Snakes in the City, operating across urban and regional New South Wales.
Generally, there's snakes in every single area and suburb of Sydney. Just the other day, I got a huge big red-bellied black over at Rose Bay, right down near the restaurants and things there. I get them in the middle of the city. There's iron pythons along the cliffs at Piemont there.
Mr. Jones says the first thing a person should do if they see a snake on their property is to take a photo and send it to a snake catcher, so they can identify the threat before they strive to get to the property within 30 minutes of the call. In the case of a snake bite, seek immediate medical attention. If someone has collapsed following a snake bite, start CPR immediately, as this can be life-saving. Apply a firm elasticized bandage around the bite and then apply a second bandage over the whole limb. Use a splint to keep the whole limb still. Do not move them from their position. Call an ambulance on 000 to take the person to the nearest hospital. Try to notice the color and markings on the snake, but do not try to catch or handle it. Do not wash the bitten area, as the venom on the skin may be used to identify the snake. Symptoms from a venomous bite can include nausea, vomiting, and a headache. However, first aid should be applied regardless of whether these symptoms are present. Mr. Jones says it is best to simply not approach snakes at all, as more than a quarter of all snake bites in Australia occurred because a person has approached the reptile trying to scare it or kill it.
98% of the people who get bitten by snakes are trying to catch or kill the snake. And I bet you can guess what the percentage of male to female and drunk versus not drunk is. You're going to have a majority of drunk males there in that group, trying to be heroes, trying to be bogans, trying to kill a snake, trying to basically get out there and do something that doesn't need to be done, shouldn't be done, and ultimately, you know, could end up costing them their life.
Where could they turn up this summer? Experts say they can appear anywhere. For example, snakes are apparently keen on piles of tin or wood outside. Spiders could seek comfort in shoes, washing baskets, plastic chairs and pool skimmers. They can survive submerged in water for a substantial amount of time. Experts warn even if you think it's dead, you should assume it's alive and treat it as such. Never pick it up with your hands. Instead of squashing and killing spiders, residents are urged to capture and hand them to an authority where the venom is milked to produce life-saving anti-venom. Marcus Megalo-Economos, SBS News.